It's time once again to return to Persona 3.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite games.
And find the answer.
Or the episode, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
That... The answer is a better title, but I know that they were going like with a Japanese title.
Yeah. So we played through this remake of The Answer, which they put out as DLC for Persona 3 Reload. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to chit-chat about it, of course. Mm-hmm. Here this week on the Season Let Me Check Up OVA. It's a podcast where we have conversations about video games, anime, and manga. Hello, I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Al and Ladium.
Hello.
This is episode 404. We're not giving you a 404 error.
We're an error.
Yeah.
Like a robot. Yeah.
We were talking about Persona 3 Reload episode Igus, the remake of The Answer from Persona 3 Fez.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Persona 3 Reload all the way back in the beginning of March, if you want to go listen to that, if you haven't. Mm-hmm. We talked about the entirety of the remake of the game and all that sort of stuff, and in it, we were also like, man, they should remake The Answer as well, and hey, lo and behold, they did that.
They did it!
Yes, they put this out alongside the expansion pass they created for this, which also included music you can get from Persona 4 and Persona 5. You also get Velvet Room costumes. And then this is the final bit of the expansion pass, the episode, I guess, DLC.
Let's be real. It's also the only thing that's really, like,
yeah,
the DLC pack.
It was nice because if you play this, if you have the Game Pass version of Persona 3, you can just get this for free.
Nice.
It was like, here you go. Have at it. I was like, all right, sick. I don't have to pay money for this except for the Game Pass subscription, but even still, much cheaper.
Yeah, no kidding.
So yeah, they put this out on September the 10th, 2024, and it's a remake of The Answer.
Mm-hmm.
For better or for worse. there's a little bit here on the Wikipedia about this and everything. It says, in an interview, producer Kazuhisa Wada explained that even though the story of this chapter caused some controversy among players, its remake remains faithful to the original. Because the team was short on staff, the DLC was directed by Yu Hashizume, the battle planner of games such as Tokyo Mirage Sessions, Sharp FE, and Soul Hackers 2. Since Hashizume is not part of P Studio, the proposal surprised him, but he decided to accept the position to get involved with the Persona series. The music from the original game was arranged by Atsushi Kitajo, and two new songs were created by Ryota Kozuka, an opening theme and a battle theme. Episode Igus is said to be the last piece of DLC for the game. According to Wada, the addition of a female protagonist was considered during development, was deemed too time-consuming and expensive compared to the epilogue. He also stated that the Persona team has a mission to work on not only remakes, but also completely new projects. So the dream for
MC is dead.
Is, yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think we all kind of knew that.
Yep.
Yeah,
we knew that was the case.
Yeah.
But I think the new song is called Don't. Is that right? The new battle theme?
Good question. Let me see if I could look that up.
I'm looking it up now. Yeah, Don't.
Well, too bad you won't hear it that much because you'll just hear baby, 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 baby.
Once I kept upgrading my ambush, I heard it a lot more.
Interesting.
Like, I heard it a lot more after I upgraded Ambush.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, for the first, like, half of this DLC, it was just all baby, baby, baby.
Yeah. they did redo some of the Answer music as well from the original. Like, there's a new there's, like, a remix version of 331, even though you only hear it once. And I was like, that sucks. That song's great.
There's also a remix of, like, Heartful Cry.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Love that. I mean,
yeah,
that sincerely. Like, I sounded sarcastic, but I mean that entirely sincerely, that I love that.
But yeah, like we were saying, like, FMC definitely probably just wasn't going to happen. There is that mod that's being made to just put her in if you have, like, the PC version. So, like, there is that. I mean, it's not going to be a one-to-one thing because, like, it's not going to probably carry over, like, the social links from P3P or all that sort of stuff. I would assume as much. I haven't, like, looked into it that much, but
yeah, my concern is that and I don't know if this is true, so don't quote me on it, and I'm not like trying to disparage them or anything, but my concern would be that like they would try and do that, and since they don't have the voice actors, they would like try and do AI voices.
Oof.
And I, like I said, don't quote me on that. I don't know if that's what they're doing, but like a lot of people use AI voices for Persona stuff, and so I'm like, ooh, I'm a little hesitant on any of that besides also just not having the PC version.
Yeah. But yeah, this is the answer. It is that if you
Is that
yeah, see the controversial epilogue to Persona 3 to say the least. Yeah, it's, you know, it's all gussied up now. It looks good. It plays just like the original. There is some new things in here, although it's not that much new things. There's like you get a little bit of like some hangout stuff here and there with you know your party members and all that sort of stuff. Similar to like when you would find like specific items in the original remake, and it'd be like, oh, go hang out with this person, and you get to upgrade their thuragy and all that sort of stuff, and do things like that, which is nice because it does break up the monotony of just going in and doing fight, 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 fight. But it is very few and far between, so it's not really breaking it up that much, unfortunately.
It's still a lot of fighting.
Yeah, this is like I said, for better or for worse, this is a remake of the answer, so you are doing a ton of fighting. Which is one of the reasons why I think this has such a controversial aspect to it, is because like it is not necessarily the Persona, you know, you come to expect from three onwards, where like you get to go do stuff. It's just like now you're stuck in this Groundhog Day situation, and you're just gonna be fighting essentially. That's really it. You get some little story bits here and there once you complete sections of the combat and everything, but other than that, it's just you are doing a whole heck of a lot of fighting.
Yeah, and like the it's bad when like Tartarus looks like it's got variety compared to this in terms of like
Yeah.
the locations.
There is new like backgrounds and like locations for
Yeah.
where you're fighting, but they are very much just constantly reused. So it's not like you go from like one set of doors and it's like, oh, you have these little areas you get to go through, and then when you go to another set, it's like, oh, here's a different set, and then a different set. It's like now they're gonna pretty much like there's probably like five, like six or seven maybe,
You get
and they
like
just
futuristic, you get like snot, you get a church. I'm trying to remember what the other ones are, but I'm blanking.
But yeah, they just basically repeat over and over throughout all your fights. So that was kind of a bit of a disappointment. I don't remember if that's the case through like the original, because I really didn't play the original that much. I think I played a little bit. I was like, oh, I'm not having a good time. I'm just gonna look up the cutscenes on YouTube. Which I guess the good thing about this version of it is that they're like, hey, here's all the difficulty options. Have at it. Go forth. So you're not just stuck with like it being just a grind, 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 and it being way harder than the original game, which is nice.
That is nice. And I think we both went with peaceful because I was just like, I don't want to suffer. I don't. Why would what? And even still, like peaceful had some moments where I was like, why is this still like, why are they hitting so hard?
Tough. You also get like quite a few personas that like have like the growth attribute
Oh,
on them,
yeah,
so it
that's
makes
how
it a
cool.
little bit easier to level up and do all that sort of stuff, which is nice. Because yeah, you do have to do a lot of grinding, because you do start at level 25, but then you, like by the end of it, you need to be kind of high level to, you know,
Actually do anything?
actually do anything and defeat the final boss and all that sort of stuff.
I do love that they're like, oh man, we haven't been fighting in a while, and so we're in
We're
terrible
rusty.
shape, and we lost our
It's been two
abilities.
months.
Not even. It's 3:31, right?
Yeah, that's 2 months. January 31st to March 31st.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. I was thinking the end of the game. But yeah, you're right. That's 2 months. And like, you would think that Akihiko would still be like at least punching things.
I think they say he's like he's go he went off and was like training and stuff like at the very beginning.
So like, he shouldn't be
Yeah.
this.
Also, like, come on, like we definitely took like month long breaks in that game when I was playing, and we're fine. What are you
We're
talking about?
fine. Yep. No, I did the same thing. I'd be like, all right, I finished Tartarus. Let's go do everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, they're like, oh, we're weak. So that's the explanation for the lower level, which I think that was in the original too. But
Yeah.
it's been I mean, I'm going to be completely real with you. I played The Answer like when Fez came out, and I haven't played it since because it was just a slog to get through, and it sucked.
I feel like that's kind of just the general consensus.
I mean, some people are like masochists and play The Answer a lot
True.
for some reason. But yeah, that ain't me. As big of a fan I am of Persona 3, the answer was a one and done for me.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been 16 years since The Answer was available.
That
It is
hurts.
now back out in this remake project, which I think is a good thing to have because
Yeah.
it'd be very weird if this was like excluded from it for no reason.
Yeah, so I mean, that means the only thing that's been excluded from this remake essentially is the portable stuff.
Which I mean, they did re-release Portable, so like if you want to go play that's
It
there's
still
an option to
exists.
play that, so
Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, the main thing you want to take away from the episode, I guess, stuff is just like the post three story stuff, which is, you
Yeah.
know, everyone trying to come to terms with the main character's death and everything, and like
And also
going,
explaining that he actually died because
yeah.
it's not actually said outright that he dies in three.
He
So
just takes a
this
little
is where
nap.
he just takes a little nap. So this is where they're supposed to like, hey, that died.
He's dead.
He's a dead boy.
Welcome to Trauma, the DLC, the expansion.
That's basically what this is. Which
Yeah.
I would say, like, the entirety of Persona 3 is already trauma. So this is you calling it the DLC expansion is right.
Trauma and Grief
Yeah.
expansion pass.
Yay.
Because yeah, like I said, there's just is everyone coming to grips with that and like trying to deal with it in their own ways and not really dealing with it in great ways, let's say.
Yeah. And I mean, it's been a joke in the Persona fandom for a long, long time, with like the good side of the Persona fandom, because that does exist, believe it or not. That like a good test of if somebody has any like media literacy is how they feel about Yukari in this. Because oh boy, people hated Yukari in this one. And it's like, nah, man, like listen to what she's saying. Figure it out. Like this isn't hard.
Yeah, I think when like we were first playing it, you were like, "Oh man, people are gonna get upset about Yukari all over again," and it's like, yeah,
Yeah.
that's probably gonna be the case.
You know, people with a little bit of little dash of misogyny and not understanding how things should be read and you know,
Not
understand
understanding how different
grief
people
works.
grieve differently.
Yeah. Or even like, you know, how jealousy works.
Yeah. I mean, like again, you have to put this within the context of like it's been what, like less than a month since all that went down.
Yeah.
And these are teenagers.
Yes. And also they're having to like move out, so they're also having like a big change where like they're changing where they live. Several people are leaving where they live. Their companion and friend and partner and all things like he died. So like there's a lot happening here for these kids.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot to throw on them.
Like it makes sense why they would be like, yeah, I've not had time to even come to terms with any of this, or like completely understand what happened, or just like had time to be just sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is one of the things like this thing does well is that like, you know, you get to see everyone's different form of grief and everything. Like I guess obviously takes it very hard. Yukari takes it very hard. I mean everyone does take it very hard, but they have, you know, different ways of showing it and expressing it and all that sort of stuff. Like, you know, you're not gonna see like Akihiko or Junpei like just be like breaking down, be super sad and everything, but like they are taking it hard as well. Mitsuru is taking it very hard. Ken's taking it hard. Koromaru's taking it hard. And then Metis is just there.
Just there.
Just hanging out, like, why are y'all
She's
sad? What's
like,
going on?
Seester? Seester?
I'm gonna murder your friend, sister.
Let me tell you about my seester.
I'm gonna choke out this small child.
My God. Which they did tone that down a little bit, but even still, like, oof. There were a few things that got toned down a little.
Mm-hmm.
But one in particular. But we'll talk about that a bit. But yeah, like everybody is like Persona 3, you deal with death constantly in Persona 3. And like that's a big theme in there is, people die. How do we deal with it? People are human. They die. Wow. So this is a continuation of that, but this is also people who really don't have like I don't want to say the resources because that's not the right word, but like they don't have the support system to help them through this either because like they're the only ones who have really dealt with this whole thing and understand what happened. And it's not like they're going to go to like the Carrijo group to ask for help. So what do you do? You
Yeah.
just suffer together, I guess.
And I mean, if you look at it, like the grander scope of just like the entire franchise, like no one else has their protagonist die, so
No.
like no one else will be able to like understand this or anything. These kids have to go through this themselves and just like figure out where do we go next? What do we do next? Like, and it's no surprise, like, why some of them are just, like, just kind of shutting themselves off from the rest of the world or, like, from the others because they're just like, I don't know what to do. Like, being with these other people is just too painful right now. Like, I can't do it.
Right. Well, and also like die without any kind of explanation.
Yeah, because
Like,
that is a prominent thing that they keep bringing up is, like, we don't know what happened.
yeah.
He fell asleep and then he came, we brought him back here and he died and no one knows what happened or why. And it's like, we've never found out the reason. So like, what do we, how do we come to terms with that?
Yeah. Like if they had seen him die and had a like understanding of what happened, I don't know that it would have been easier, but it would have made more sense for them. But they don't have that kind of closure. It's just like he went to sleep and he's just not here anymore. And I mean I imagine that's extremely traumatic.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I could be wrong on that, but like I have a feeling that I'm not. But it makes it hard to get that like closure that they need when they don't even understand what happened and like who's going to be able to tell them what happened. Nobody, because nobody, like they even say in this game, like anybody who is around for these events, they're dead now. So like who would they even ask? There is no explanation. And I mean like that's even something that people have been asking since basically this came out is like what did they do like with his body? Like is his body still like is it dead? Like dead? Did they bury him? Did they freeze him? What did they do?
They Walt Disney'd him.
I mean, honestly, if I were Mitsuru Kurijo and I had the stupid money she has, I would do that. Because like they have no explanation on how he died. So like is there a way to bring him back? I don't know, especially now. Like I would feel like shit if I went through this entire situation and was like, "Oh God, we cremated him."
Oops.
Oops.
Sorry about that.
He's like, there's no shot of him coming back then.
Whoops.
So I don't know. But there's always been a question of like, what did they do? And I mean, it sounds like he just kind of like, died. And so I would assume they would treat him like any other person who died. But yeah, oops if they cremated him. I mean, oops if he is buried too, because you're not bringing that back either.
Rise from your grave.
Just make him into a little Aegis body.
Yeah.
They have the technology.
But yeah. If you've played the answer, you definitely know kind of like what's going to happen in this game. You're going to do a bunch of fights, and
A
then
lot of fights.
at the end of those fights, a section of doors you're going to go through, you're going to see a bit of the past of each character and kind of like when they kind of essentially got their reasons for having a persona, essentially.
Yeah.
So, like, you see Ken first, I think, and he's getting questioned at the police station about his mom dying. He's like, "There's a guy, and a monster came out of him, and I." Bleh. And the
He's like,
cop's like,
that's
"Yeah, okay,
weird,
kid.
kid. Anyway, good
Definitely was a
luck with
car
that.
crash. Anyways, gotta go." He's like, "Can't trust cops. Can't trust adults."
No. Well, and
And
then
then
Mitsuru is like, oh, shit, that was probably us that set that up. I'm
sorry
so
about
sorry.
that. And like you just go back to it, and Ken's just like, "Huh, that was something, wasn't it?"
Anyways.
So you see that, you see Akihiko, being a little boxer kid, and then Mitsuru's like, "Hey, you want a Glock?"
He's like, yeah, give me
Like,
that
all right,
gun.
I guess.
The funny thing about this whole situation, I didn't even think about it when I first played this because they didn't give a whole lot of backstory on his whole situation. But he's like, I mean, what are you gonna do? And this like little rich girl comes up to you and hands you a gun. Like, of course you gotta go along with it. Akihiko was adopted by a very wealthy family. So it's not like he was like poor orphan boy who was like still at the orphanage and had no resources, and this rich girl is like, hey, what's up? You want everything in the world and also a gun? So I'm like, boy, shut up.
Oh, maybe he since he's been in that environment, he understands that like, hey, rich people are gonna make you want to do things, and it's probably better to go along with them than to be enemies of them. So,
I mean, that's probably true. And also, she's like, hey, you want a gun? He's like, hell yeah.
like, cool.
Not knowing that's not a real gun.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah.
So you get that. Junpei gets to hang out at the mall and mad about his dad and everything. And then Koromaru's just like, "Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?"
Which they say this is like right before Akihiko finds him, and like that's when they realize that he has the potential.
Yeah, they're also like, "Man, we could have got Koromaru as well then."
Oh, damn. I love that Akihiko's like, I could have met him then. It's fair. I'd be upset too.
We see Miss Baby Mitsuru in Tartarus, awakening to her own persona when her dad's about to be attacked by like a level one shadow.
Yeah, well, and some other guy got murdered by a level one shadow.
Yeah, and also turned into a shadow.
That too.
So yeah, that happens. And then Yukari is in her other dorm, her older dorm, just like kind of like, "Yep, I'm living life, ain't I?" And then she gets a letter
Letter.
from her dad, and it's like, that doesn't seem to make sense. Anyways, gotta run away and read this. Which
It's
again, is
like,
probably very soon to when she's going to get recruited into C's and all that sort of stuff.
yeah, she starts investigating, which is when she gets recruited into C's because she's like, why would my dad send me a letter from 10 years ago? And you know, what's going on here? None of this makes sense to me.
Yeah. And then like after that, they're kind of just like, "Well, we've seen everyone's past. We saw when Fuka awakened.
We
We saw
were all
that. We were
there.
there. We were there for Aegis." Or at least we know
Who's
about what happened
left?
to Aegis. Koromaru is just Koromaru.
Yeah,
So like, what
I mean,
else are
they
we
were
gonna
technically
see?
there for his too,
Yeah.
because protecting people.
The other thing you see is Aegis, of course, like her dream of like chasing after the protagonist and him just casually walking away with his hands in his pants.
Hands in his pants.
Yeah, or his pockets. Same thing. Those are his pants.
Just makes it sound like he's got his hands on the front of his pants.
Yeah, he's just lounging like,
Yeah.
yep. Which like she has to be like, "Yeah, this is a dream I've been having, and it kind of sucks, and yeah, that's a thing."
She like falls down as she's trying to chase after him.
Yeah. Which leads them all to like getting a key essentially, which will get him out or let him go back to the past, and everyone has to decide, hey, what do we want to do, go forward or go back to the past? And this leads you to your like mini tournament arc
Woo!
where everyone teams up with another person. We have these 2v2 battles. You get Aegis and Metis teaming up together, of course. Akihiko and Ken team up because they're like, we should move forward, of course.
Yeah.
Junpei and Koromaru team up because they're kind of just like, they're the centrist team.
Yeah, basically.
The only two good centrists in the world ever.
You're not wrong. Not
Because
wrong.
Junpei's whole thing is just like, I don't really know what to do. Like, I think both sides, like, they make good arguments. I understand where everyone's coming from, but, like, I don't really have a idea
he
myself.
He does have a strong stance
yeah.
on it.
But, like, you know, Koromaru was here, and Koromaru was, like, a cool dude, and I'll help him.
That's fair. I mean, I'd do the same thing if a dog's like, hey, let's team up. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, dog, I'll team up with you.
And Yukari is the one who's like, I want to go back to the past. If we have the option to, like, do that, like, hey, it's going to suck.
We'll
have to fight Nyx again, but, like, we could find a way to fix things. Like, why wouldn't we do that? Which obviously causes, you know, beef with people, and Mitsuru's the one who stands up and is like, hey, I got you, my dude.
I'll fight with you.
Yeah, so you got to fight everyone, and then you fight everyone, and they all turn into flames, and you get all the keys. And you're like, yay, I guess. I win.
Yay.
Thumbs up. But through that whole thing, you kind of, like, I guess finally gets her own answer of, like, what she needs to do and everything. The power of friendship compels her, essentially.
Yeah, basically.
You know, is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that leads you to opening the door, and then you end up basically finding a giant door with a friend on it.
Mm-hmm.
Dorkun is here.
Dorkun is here. He's naked.
He's a Ken doll now.
Yep.
We did have to fight the shadow version of him, which I guess we should mention that.
Yep.
There's a fight where you fight, because that's the thing you're, like, chasing after through
You've been chasing
doors
after
and everything,
him
and you fight
time.
Him, which Al mentioned before that they had toned down some things in this version, this remake, compared to the original, and one of them is the cutscene where, like, the shadow version of the protagonist is, like, basically kind of, like, disintegrating.
Deconstructing.
And, like, in the original, you see him, like, disintegrate from, like, skin to muscle to bones and everything, and then this is like, I just float. He just kind of goes away into a butterfly.
Yeah, like the original, it starts out with, like, letters peeling off from his fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
Which it says EA, which is kind of funny.
EA Sports. I'm disintegrating.
Like I said, like, it goes from skin to muscle to bone to, like, just being, like, his brain and brainstem, like, surrounded by nervous system surrounded by butterflies. It's one of the most f***ed up cutscenes I think I've ever seen in a video game. Like, it is really, really intense.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think what makes it worse is that, like, at one point they zoom in on his hand and it's, like, shaking as it turns into muscle. And it's like, what? But yeah, this one, they're just like, he's just disintegrating into a pile of butterflies.
We're not going to traumatize you and spook you like that.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that probably would have, like, really, really f***ed with them if they tried to, like, do this in, like, current animation / graphics.
Yeah.
Like, how do you pull off something like that again? And I'm sure you could have found a way, but, like, nah, like, I'm fine with what happened. It is less horrifying to watch.
True.
So for there's sure. That. But it gives you the same idea that, like, you know, he's not actually there. Mm-hmm. Like, although it does point, the original one does point to it better than this one does, that, like, it's a potential that his consciousness is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the brain stem and the brain and all that are the only things that still exist, you know? whereas this one doesn't have that. He just goes away, butterflies. But, I mean, that can't be 1,000% confirmed, because what we know is he's Dorkun. He's attached to the door. And a little guy's gonna grab onto him a lot, and I'm like, don't grope his butt, leave him alone. Hey, let me in.
Yeah, you basically just learned that, like, humanity's bad,
like,
parts,
the darker side of humanity,
are trying to break through and get to Nyx and everything, and he sacrificed himself to stop that from happening, of course.
He's the seal.
That's what happened. Now you know how he died. Or why, I guess, he died.
And they do explain, like, he held on for, like, the 2 months, mm-hmm. even though, like, he was fading away because he had already become part of the Great Seal, and, like, he at least tried to get to the promised day before he became the seal entirely.
Yep.
Rip.
But yeah, you got to fight the thing that's basically trying to break through, and you defeat it, and it's just like, all right, well, we got to believe that people won't want to call out to Nyx afterwards. That's how this works, right? Yay.
Erebus is the name of the final boss. Mm-hmm. It has like a butt face.
It does have a butt face. It's very true. And then you go to the Velvet Room.
Yeah, we want to change the hearts of humanity so that Erebus no longer exists.
Yeah, Persona 5, get it right. Do the thing, actually.
Yeah, do the thing, actually, you jerks.
Yeah, you go to the Velvet Room, and Metis is like, yeah, I belong in this side. And Igor's like, I gotta get this elevator done, because I got a sweet ride waiting for me, and I gotta go. you know, everyone's there in the Velvet Room with you, and that's fun. And then
I love that Jubei's like, what is this?
What is happening?
Excuse me?
Metis fuses back into Aegis, of course, because like that's just Aegis's essentially kind of like her shadow form.
Her shadow.
Like her other self or, you know, whatever.
It's yeah, one of those deals. It's the same idea as a shadow. Yeah. Like she accepts herself and she, you know, welcomes her back as.
And gets real sleepy.
Part of her. And then starts crying as she's sleeping.
Yeah. And then everyone wakes up and it's April 1st finally. April Fools.
Woo!
And then Aiga scares him because they think she's dead. And she wakes up and is like, what's up with all y'all? What's going on?
I do like that Junpei is just like passed the f*** out with his hat over his face. It's pretty good. And Koromo was like, wake up, everybody. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
And yeah, everyone... they move to the new dorm, which I don't understand. Like what you said, it's like, why can they just stay at this one?
I don't really understand why they can't just stay there.
Yeah,
I mean, like maybe there's a reason, but I don't know what it is.
You know, I guess he's gonna go to school with everyone again.
Mm-hmm. And Liz is gonna go on her adventure in the fighting game.
Yeah, I feel like in playing through this made me want to play the fighting games again for the story.
Yeah, same.
Even though like they're not the best, but like, you know, it is fun to see like the P3 characters doing their thing and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's episode, I guess. One thing I did want to make mention of was the scene after you do like the duel fights, of course. Where Yukari kind of has to like come to terms with everything.
Oh, there's a change there too.
And finally breaks down and does all that sort of stuff. What's the change here?
The change is that she initially tries to like wrestle the key away from Aegis after like Aegis has won.
In the original?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And this one instead she just kind of breaks down.
I feel like this is better.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of get more of the sense of hopelessness from her.
Yeah.
Like, I understand why she would, like, try and fight for it again, but, like, she realizes it's over at this point, so...
Yeah.
I don't know why you would continue to do the fighting back on it.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like that whole scene was very good and emotional and, like, just, mm-hmm. like, her kind of, like... letting open the floodgates of, like, you know, letting everyone know exactly, like, what's been bothering her. Because everyone's kind of just been like, she seems off. Like, something's really not right with her. And it's like, I don't know what to do. And then she kind of just, like, breaks down and, like, explains how, like, you know, she was jealous of Aegis for getting the wild card and all that sort of stuff. And just, like, really just wanted to do anything she could to find a way to bring Protagonist back and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was very good as well that, like, Mitsuru's the one who, like, comes to comfort her.
Yeah.
As, like, a because reversal
she's
of...
she's like, you did this for me.
Yeah, it's, like, it's a reversal of what happened in the original game and everything. And, like, you know, she kind of, like, tells her, like, hey, you haven't had time to grieve or anything. You haven't had time to, like, let these emotions out. And, like, you should be able to do that and everything. And, like, hey, I'll be here for you to help you out. And, like, everyone here will be here to help you out because we're all friends and everything. Like, that's what
it's
we're here to
good.
Do. It's a very good and powerful scene there, and I think, like...
it's also a moment where you see, like, them being friends.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel that, like, this team genuinely does give a shit about each other mm-hmm. because, like, they've been through it. They know what's going on. Like,
yeah.
But Yukari had to open up for them to be like, hey, you know, we get you and we're here for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of the like I gotta give credit to shoot, I forget the voice actress for Yukari now. What's her name? What's her name?
Heather
What's her name?
Gonzalez.
Okay, thank you. I gotta give her a lot of credit for this scene because like one of the things that I really enjoyed about it was that she initially does her like so like in her like normal like what are we gonna do kind of voice. And then just loses it. I'm like, okay, yeah, she nailed that. She absolutely nailed that. It was really well done. I mean, it really does show like Yukari's breaking point vocally. So like, bravo. Poor Yukari.
Poor everyone.
Poor everyone. You're right. You're right. And I mean, like, even hearing like Akihiko and Ken being like, they, the deaths that we've experienced have made us who we are now, and we wouldn't change that. I'm like, oh, you guys have dealt with so many people dying. Help these children.
Help these children.
They all need therapy. So much therapy.
But yeah, I enjoyed that, and then like I think it also wraps up really well, where like at the end, Yukari is the one who's like, "Hey, we should be roommates, I guess."
Yeah.
Make it all come full circle, and like that was very good.
Yeah, and I mean it, you realize like, oh, she's over the whole jealousy thing, which I mean, I don't know if she'll ever be over it, but like she understands what happened.
Yeah.
There's a what's the word I'm looking for? Not understanding, but there's like an acceptance of
Yeah.
the situation. And she makes it feel like, you know, her and I guess are in this together now. And I'm like, good. I like this. Even though, man, you talked about this. Will anybody ever figure out Yukari's hair?
No. Never.
Why can't they figure out her hair?
I love that at the end of the game there's a scene like that scene where her and I just have that little talk about being roommates. Like they just have the camera right behind Yukari and her hair is just like, and he's like, all right, yeah, that, yep,
Yep,
no one's gonna ever know what her hair actually is like or anything. It's a mess.
It's a mess. Does in the fighting games, isn't I guess Akihiko's roommate at one point?
I think.
Or am I misremembering
I
that?
feel like that's the case, but I don't remember for sure. It's been a long time since I played the story of the fighting game.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me too, but I just remember that being the situation, thinking that was funny.
But that might be like post school.
I yeah, because like they're all older at that point. I mean, I think isn't Akihiko like in college at that point?
Yeah, should be.
So, like he, I guess it would be his college roommate. Oh God.
Jeez.
That would be wild. But yeah, I do appreciate though that they keep incorporating, I guess, into it. They're like, you know what, you're one of us, my friend. But this also like solidifies her will to keep on going and to accept that like human side of her that manifested in Persona 3 as opposed to going back to her robot self. I feel bad that I just said robot when we're talking about like her being like emotionally vulnerable. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Hey, it happens.
But yeah, I mean it was good for what it was. Like I knew what I was getting myself into for the answer because I played it before, but like it was good for what it was. Will I play it again? Nope.
Still
Same way I did
way
for
too much
Fez.
fighting.
Way too
Still
much
way too much
fighting.
fighting.
Way too much fighting. Not enough to break it up. So like I did it, it's done, that's it. I'm good.
Yeah, like I said, like I'm glad that they did this Because I feel like they needed to if they're going to do a full like remake of Persona 3.
Agree.
So it's nice that this is available for people to experience now and not just locked on the PS2 and all that. But yeah, like you said, I don't think I would go out of my way to replay this.
And you also get to control your characters. Wow.
That is nice. You're right.
But I do still think that the scene where they're having to fight each other and like all of that after, like all those emotional bits still hit really hard here. So I was glad that still existed.
Yeah, 100%.
If you don't understand Yukari, you guys are dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the answer. That's episode I, guess. And that's going to do it for us this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sac.cool, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Jared Now Watch. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to annladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky at seasonalanimecheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And get supports on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. Buy us a slice of pizza, get access to unedited versions of the podcast early, our monthly bonus Patreon exclusive podcast, and a wealth of bonus content as well. Next week, we will dive into new things.
New things.